Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We ask that you all please share the number with others and allow them to start their day with words of encouragement. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. This young man has been doing an amazing job, and I'm sure today he will do no less. So stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us on today. His words of encouragement is entitled, I Have Played the Fool. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Danielle, and good morning to everyone on the call today. Thank you so much, Danielle, for your gracious introductions always, and happy Friday to you and your family. Happy Friday to everyone out there. It's a great day to be on the call. You know, Friday is the day before the weekend. We always say, thank God it's Friday. We definitely don't say, thank the devil it's Friday, right? We're definitely on the right side. So thank God it is Friday, and thank God for every single day that we live and breathe on this earth. A couple things I wanted to go over right quick before we get into I Have Played the Fool. I'd seen this morning that a movie theater is offering 15-cent movie tickets. So they're offering those 19-20 prices for 2020. So I'm just going to give you a little warning, a little words of encouragement. Your life is worth more than 15 cents. Do not go to that movie theater. We know coronavirus is spreading like wildfire out there. Matter of fact, we've got 1,500 deaths a day and rising. So this thing isn't getting better right now. It's actually getting worse. There's 140 days left in the year. So our goal is not to play the fool for, let's say, 139 of those days. We'll let you maybe get by one day today. So we got to at least have a day to get our thoughts together. So let's take that as today. So we got 139 days left in the year after today. So if you include the day, that's 140. But, you know, the confirmed cases are here in the U.S. are over 5 million, and the deaths are 166,000. And the rate that we're headed, folks, we're probably going to have more than 250,000 deaths before the end of this year. So our goal is to survive this thing, stay safe, take care of your family and your loved ones, and we are here for you. So our topic today, I have played the fool. And this could go in many directions. As you know, a topic like this, we may have to continue this next Friday because I've got a little too much information for you. So if you've ever played the fool out there, you'll resonate with this message. So Saul was the king of Israel, but God had told him that he had been rejected as king because of his disobedience and refusing to slay all the Amalekites and all their animals. So when you stop and listen to that statement, God told him to do something, right? Didn't do it. So Samuel, speaking for God, tells him, and Samuel said, hath Jehovah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Jehovah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim. And teraphim, you know, people, it was common that people worshipped images like humans back then. So it also says, because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, he hath also rejected thee from being king. So big bad Samuel was going to go off and do his own thing, and I'm not going to listen to God. So you just might as well not be the king if you don't have the listening ear you should. And that's in 1 Samuel 15, verses 22 through 23. So a successor to Saul had already been selected by the Lord. He was David. Now, you know this didn't sit right with Saul, right? Saul was going to be a little upset about that. So old Big Bad Saul sought out the life of David. So, right, I'm going to eliminate my competitors. I'm going to eliminate anyone that could take over my position or my throne. I know you don't know anyone out there like that. These people don't exist around us, right? So old Saul, when he sought out the life of David, he continually led his army to find and kill David. One night, David, guided by the Lord, slipped into Saul's camp and had a chance to kill the man he would replace. Instead, David took the king's spear to prove that he could have taken King Saul's life. Ever had something missing when you woke up in the morning? Confronted by the facts the next morning with evidence presented by David, Saul said these words. Then said Saul, "I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my life was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly." 1 Samuel 26, verses 21. Now, I can think of, they say cats have nine lives. I can think of about nine times I probably could not have been here. And you might be able to think of a few times that maybe you could not be here today. But that just means if you accept that you are here, that means there's more work to do for the Lord. So I hope you feel me in that, and I hope you take that challenge seriously. Old Saul was very foolish on many occasions, which is one reason God rejected him as king. But he had one redeeming quality. He knew and admitted his foolishness. See, many of us, we can't admit it. Many today refuse to recognize their foolish course and continue to pursue it. Matter of fact, sometimes we know we're wrong and we double down on it. So others recognize how foolish their actions are, but persist in them. If the truth were told by all today, I'm convinced that there are many of us who have to make the admission, I have played the fool. So when we turn over to a couple topics, and this is why this is going to continue at least till next Friday, disobedience is foolish. It's foolish to reject the word of God, his guide for us. When King Saul disobeyed God, he was told, "Have Jehovah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Jehovah. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." And I read this again because it just stands out as disobedience. Again, that's in 1 Samuel 15 and 22. So God has always demanded obedience from man from Eden until the present. In fact, this is how Solomon records it. "This is the end of the matter. All have been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every hidden thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." That's in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. All of the great heroes of faith in Hebrew 11 did what God asked them to do. And the Lord still asks, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" In Luke 6 and verses 46. So if you have the Lord's number in your phone, make sure when you call him, you are doing the things you say. He's going to always answer. Doesn't matter what time it is. So just make sure you got that number on speed dial. So God tells us, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth," over in 1 Peter verses 1 and 22. This thought is echoed by James. "Wherefore, putting away all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding your own selves," in James 1, 21 through 22. "Truly, one who hears without doing is deceiving himself. He is foolish." The only way we can show love and respect for God is by doing what he tells us. As Jesus said, "If ye love me, then you will keep my commandments. And his commandments are not grievous in 1 John 5:3. When anyone tries to claim the blessing of God without doing what he tells them, they can truly say, I have played the fool. So I'm going to give you a quick little bullet point on selfishness and tell you how selfishness is foolishness. And we can think of selfishness during these times of coronavirus. I don't have to go back to that. You can see where selfishness can get us. When John's disciples came asking Jesus if he were the Christ, Jesus replied, he said unto them, go and tell John the things which ye hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good tidings preached to them. In Matthew 11:4-5, his was a life of service to his fellow man. He told the apostles, the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Remember that song, Jesus gave his life a ransom yonder on Calvary? That is the life he commands to us also. After he had washed the feet of the disciples, he said to them, for I've given you an example that ye also should do as I have done to you. In John 13:15, he healed, he taught, and he comforted. So before we open up with a word of prayer, I want to give you a little words of encouragement. We talk about the tie that binds. And I want you to look up that song, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. I'm going to read the very first verse and the last one. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. And when we go to the last stanza, from sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin, we shall be free, and perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity. Thank you so much. Danielle, do I have a moment to open up for prayer, or should I go ahead and lead the final prayer for our lesson today?
We only have one single request, so I'll honor that. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I want to thank the brother for the message. And I come asking prayers for Traveling Grace for my grandson who's going off to school this week. And I'm still asking prayers for my daughter that her health continues to get better, and pray for us to become better Christians. And also pray for my granddaughter, Maya, that she will return back to the fold, as well as my son. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And now our closing prayer from Brother Brian Tansel.
Father, thank you for this brave sister on the call, that Sister Graham, who asked for traveling grace for her grandson. We pray that his travel back to college is safe and fruitful, Lord. We know these highways and byways can be so dangerous. Let him follow every single law here that keeps him safe and that keeps others safe, Lord, and let him study and be the best person he can be. We know he's got it in him. He's got a great mom and Sister Graham, and she has poured into him so much. So, Lord, deliver the soul to us and just help keep him safe in his traveling grace and help him be the man that he can be. We pray for her daughter's health, that she recovers. Touch the life of this young soul, Lord, another great individual brought to us on behalf of Sister Graham, brought to this world. She's also poured into her so much. Bring her through her health condition, Lord, and help her get back to the wanted health and strength that she needs. We pray that her son and daughters are also better Christians. And that's a prayer for all of us, Lord. We all can do better to walk in faith and spirit and in truth that you have actually laid on the table for us. You're actually blessing us for things we haven't even asked for in the future. We can't fathom what you have planned for us. We've got 139 days left in this year after today, Lord. We pray that the path that you have out there for us is one that keeps us healthy, keeps us safe, keeps food on the table. Let us provide income and jobs for our families, Lord, and let us continue to study in the Word and do your work and we will all reap the rewards in the end. Have a blessed Friday out there, everyone. Stay safe. Take care of your family. Take care of each other, and we will see you next Friday.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But as it's not tapering inside, I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
No problem.
Don't give up on me, Lord.
There was no way out.
I don't have to spend
except for I only
have
be. And it made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough.
Have mercy on me.
I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and am sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not staying free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy.
Love. Sunday.